American astronauts. Picture beef patty, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich Jennings, your host for the show. Flick the tab on Ice Cold and kick back and enjoy the jams. Despite Rupert Holmes' many successes as a Broadway playwright, writer of TV comedy drama, remembered WENN, author of novels, he is best known for song compositions, specifically Escape the Pina Colada song, which skyrocketed to the top of the Billboard charts in 1979. In fact, before this became a hit, there weren't many places you could go to get a pina colada in the U.S. After, you could get a pina colada just about anywhere fruity drinks were served. Time to celebrate!
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you'd like making love at midnight in the dunes of the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. About my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like. I'm sitting on a mountain, searching for an answer, hoping there's a chance that you'll be coming back to me. Midnight dream. I'm waiting on the mountain, thinking I can find her. Maybe if I find her, here is where she'll want to be. Midnight dream. I made my way down to Mexico. I spent a year traveling across the ocean without going anywhere. 100 miles to the nearest phone, 1,000 miles from a place called home, and all alone in my despair, I call you there, my midnight dream. So I'm sitting on a mountain, looking across a river, needing to be with her more than I believed I'd be. Midnight dream. I'm sitting all alone now, knowing what I know now. Thought I'd be a teacher, but she would end up teaching me. Midnight dream. I know that I lost my way one night, but if you ask me, it don't seem right to spend my life without you there. So I climbed to the highest peak, just hoping somehow that what I seek will somehow. My midnight dream.
hours a day. The clean-up woman, she'll sweep him off his feet. She's the one who'll take him in when you dump him in the street. So take a tip, you better get hip to the clean-up woman, 'cause she's tough.
And that was 1971 hit Clean Up Woman. It was done by Betty Wright. And before that, Neil Diamond with Midnight Dream. And still before that, The Searchers, 1964 vintage with When You Walk in the Room. John D. Loudermilk wrote this Tobacco Road and originally recorded in 1960. He was born and raised in the old tobacco warehouse city of Durham, North Carolina. And this is a somewhat autobiographical song about the city. 4 years after Loudermilk's recording, the Nashville Teens went to number 14 with the song. They were most certainly not from Nashville. They were part of British invasion and gave themselves an American name, so it would be less obvious that they were from England. It didn't hurt their ratings. And that was Sheryl Crow singing Leaving Las Vegas. And before that, the Pozo Seco Singers, kind of a folk rock group from the 1966-67. Anyway, the song you're singing is Look What You Done. And before that, the Indigo Girls from their Poseidon and Bitterbug album entitled Sugar Tongue. And you're tuning in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich and your host as we continue bringing you some great music to listen to. In 2012, three brothers and friend formed a four-piece rock group, Greta Van Fleet. The band members were in high school from a small farming community of Frankenmuth, Michigan. They were soon recognized as a wannabe Led Zepp band. From their second album, The Battle of Garden's Gate, came a track entitled Age of Machine. It was a 6-minute, 53-second-long atmospheric slow-burn song. Frontman Josh Kiszka sings of our dependence on technology. He states that God did not create human beings to be, quote-unquote, plugged in from the womb. And from the lyrics, I'm quoting, God machine malfunctioned as it grew, and the circuits blew. The strong overtones of AI.
roses on a rainy Sunday afternoon, and I'm feeling fine. Champagne in paper cups, and maybe find a cigarette or two. This is a stay-in day, and I'm gonna stay inside of you, saying, open up the drapes, we can watch it rain. Won't you pour me some more of that champagne? I'm feeling a case of strong deja vu. The telephone is off the hook, 'cause today is a lazy day. Can't nobody talk to me, 'cause I'm gonna be talking to you anyway. Saying, we could take the car, but we'd lose the space. We could build a fire if we had a place. I'm trying to build a strong case for you. 'Cause I love you, darling, like I never thought I could. I love you, darling, and I never knew that it'd be this good. Roses on a Sunday afternoon, a copy of the New York Times. Roses on a rainy Sunday afternoon, and I'm feeling fine. And maybe it's the cigarette smoke, and maybe it's the champagne too. But something has made me dizzy on this my very first Sunday with you. La 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 la.
That was Rainy Sunday by Jim Dawson. And before that, Some Enchanted Evening by Jane and the Americans. And still before that, Joan Shelley with Wild Indifference. So remember Bobby Gentry's 1967 melodramatic folk rock song, Ode to Billy Joe? Well, Bob Dylan wrote a song entitled Clothesline Saga, which is widely interpreted as a parody of the underwhelming, mundane response to Bobby Gentry's song, originally titled Answer to Ode. Well, Dylan recorded his answer song during the basement tape sessions. It highlights suburban apathy, trivial family chatter, and cabin fever during a cold January. A lot of us can identify with that. Anyway, it contrasts sharply with the deep tragedy of the song it mocks, that is, Ode to Billy Joe.
After a while, we took in the clothes. Nobody said very much. Just some old wild shirts and a couple pairs of pants which nobody really wanted to touch. Mama come in and picked up a book, and Papa asked her what it was. Someone else asked, what do you care? Papa said, well, just because. And they started to take back their clothes, hang them on the line. It was January the 30th. Everybody was feeling fine. The next day, everybody got up, seeing if the clothes were dry. The dogs were barking, a neighbor passed. Mama, of course, she said hi. Have you heard the news? He said with a grin, the vice president's gone mad. Where? Downtown. When? Last night. Too bad. Well, there's nothing we can do about it, said the neighbor. Just something we're gonna have to forget. Yes, I guess so, said Ma. Then she asked me,
me if the clothes were still wet. I reached up, touched my shirt, and the neighbor said, are those clothes yours? I said, some of them, not all of them. He said, you always help out around here with the chores. I said, sometime, not all the time. Then my neighbor, he blew his nose. Just as Papa yelled outside, Mama wants you to come back in the house and bring them clothes. I just do what I'm told, so I did it, of course. I went back in the house and Mama
Eyes of the Black Messiah. That was a song by Indigo Girls from their 2015 album, One Lost Day. It's a protest song written by Amy Ray about the systemic racism, mass incarceration, and the framing of the Angola Three. It was inspired by a letter from Herman Wallace, who spent 42 years in solitary confinement. It's considered one of the Indigo Girls' most politically charged, narrative-driven tracks.
They called you the rise of the Black Messiah, like so many boys before you. And there'll be more to follow, threatening and hard to swallow.
the clouds have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red. And the wind whispers fairly. Of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind it cries very.
just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow.
And that was Dreamweaver by Gary Wright. And before that, the great Brenton Wood with Baby You Got It. And still before that, Jimi Hendrix with Wind Cries Mary. And Del Shannon's 1961 melodramatic musical tale, Hats Off to Larry, Shannon is heartbroken when his girl leaves him for another guy. But not for long. When he learns his ex has been dumped by his new beau, he's willing to take her back, but not before he tips his hat to Larry for giving her a taste of her own medicine. He sings, and I'm quoting in the lyrics, "Now it's your turn to cry, cry, cry. Now Larry said goodbye to you, you, you."
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy. Now he won't even look at her. You back, I think you'll change, but there's one more thing I gotta say. Hats off to Larry. It may sound cruel,
I said there's two kinds of men in this world and you're neither of them. And his fist cut the smoke. I had an eighth of a second to wonder if he got the joke. And in the car headed home, she asked if I had considered the prospect of living alone with a stain held in my eye. I had to summon the confidence needed to hear her goodbye. And another brief chapter without any answers blew by. And the song that she sang in the shower are stuck in my head like Bring Out Your Dead. And experience robs me of hope that she'll make it back home. So I'm stuck on my own. I'm stuck on my own. In a room by myself. Looks like I'm here with a guy that I judge worse than anyone else. So I pace and I pray and I repeat the mantras that might keep me clean for the day. And the songs that she sang in the shower. Like wish you were here. How I wish you were here. And experience robs me of hope that you'll ever return. So I breathe and I burn. I breathe and I burn. And the church bells are ringing for those who are easy to please. And the frost on the ground probably envies the frost on the tree. And the songs that she sang in the shower are stuck in my mind like yesterday's wine. Like yesterday's wine. And experience tells me that I'll never hear them again. Without thinking of me, without thinking of me.
stop, yeah.
I'm gonna put you down. Cause I can't take it much longer. My heart's getting weak. It's not getting any stronger. You keep me so upset. My head's in a whirl. But if you wanna be my girl, you'd better stop. Yeah, dogging me around. Cause if you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Now you know you go out nights to have yourself a ball. Sometimes you don't. You don't make it home at all. I don't mind you having yourself a real good time. But now, what you trying to do? Trying to make me lose my mind. You better stop. Yeah, dogging me around. If you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Yes, put you down.
That was Jackie Wilson with Doggin' Around. And before that, the Iron Butterfly with E.G. Rider, Let the Wind Pave the Way. And still before that, Jason Isbell with songs that she sang in the shower. I wonder if he was with her. Anyway, and you're tuning in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich Jennings, your host. And we're going to keep plugging away here with some great music for you. In 1989, there were three musicians from Toronto who composed a song entitled Black Velvet that is exclusively about Elvis Presley, not the popular alcoholic drink, rather the popularity of the paintings on Black Velvet, not just Elvis Presley himself, but the Black Velvet paintings of him. Alan Miles, one of the composers of the song, recorded the song, took a demo tape of it to Atlantic Records, and got a deal. Despite it being Miles' first recording, it became the top-selling debut album in Canadian history. Black Velvet became a massive hit, rising to number one on the Billboard charts in America in March 1990, where it stayed for 2 weeks. Miles went on to win Grammy for Best Female Rock Performance for this song. Note the Black Velvet.
Dry spell, Jimmy Rogers on the lick. Stretched behind her as she lay upon the bed, clouded eyes and wrinkled hands, her body frail and spent. Her breathing sounded shallow, heartbeat hard to find. Memories of a life well lived, lost in the mists of time. Sat beside her, stroked her mother's head, sensed there was a reason she couldn't go quite yet. And suddenly those clouded eyes turned bright and crystal clear, as one last thing she whispered into her daughter's ear. Are you happy, my sweet baby? Precious girl, the only thing she had to know before she left this world. Are you happy, my sweet baby? The question summed it up. In the end, there's nothing greater than a mother's love. The daughter fought back tears of grief and found the strength to say the words she knew would finally let her mother slip away. Yes, Mum, I'm happy. And looked her in the eye, and for the briefest second she saw her mother smile. Are you happy, my sweet? Her precious girl, the only thing she had to know before she left this world. Are you happy, my sweet baby? The question summed it up. In the end, there's nothing greater than a mother's love. Slowly those old eyes shut tight as though she'd gone to sleep. But the daughter knew her mother was finally at peace. Are you happy, my sweet baby? it up. In the end, there's nothing greater than a mother's love. In the end, there's nothing greater than a mother's love.
Was Youngblood singing Four in the Morning, and before that Mandy Woods 2017 vintage for her and the song Mother's Love, and still before that Brian Adams singing Ultimate Love. Mississippi grunge band Three Doors Down with their 2002 song When I'm Gone, not about when you're gone permanently but just temporarily, as in you'll be back. In fact, although the lyrics don't have anything to do with the army or the war, the music video was ironically dedicated to all the men and the women serving in the United States military, as in, they'll be returning. This song gained popularity around the time the U.S. was preparing to invade Iraq. For many people in the military, it said a lot about how they were feeling being away from their families and loved ones, and reminded them that everyone back home was still thinking of them. Kind of deja vu with what's going on in Iran right now. Enjoy.
In this life that I can't hide, somewhere in this darkness there's a light that I can't find. Well, maybe it's too far away, or maybe I'm just blind. Maybe I'm just blind.
Instead of me, always seem to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
lost friends. Then you went away, and I never heard. You had a summer heart. You saw the ice would kill you, but you were not the cause.
You're listening to BBC World Service on Fishhead Radio, KFSK, Petersburg.